Let us pray. Loving Father, we've heard your word to us this morning, proclaimed in this sanctuary. And we recognize your living word coming out to us, coming to meet us wherever we are this morning, coming to speak deeply into our very being. So we pray that we will open ourselves up just to allow you to touch us and to heal us and to make us whole and holy people. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Last Sunday, I was given a beautiful home communion set as a gift by one of the trustees at Brayhead House. And we had our service of communion last Sunday, and just ahead of that, the communion set was blessed and dedicated to the service of the Lord, to go out to bring communion to those who are in home or at hospital or in nursing home, to bring the Lord Jesus, the body and the blood of Christ, the bread and the wine, to those who are unable to attend worship in church. And the first outing for the communion set was on Thursday of this week, as I went to Wishaw General Hospital to visit a man named George. Who knows I'm speaking to you this morning about this. We went to share communion with him, to bring communion, a healing sacrament, to him. And you know, I'd been thinking, what reading will I do when I get to the hospital? But I needn't have worried, because George already had the reading prepared. Isaiah 53, that wonderful passage and chapter which prophesies what will happen to the Lord Jesus Christ as he gives himself up for us. We then shared communion with George, and then after that, before we had time to have a time of prayer with him, we were asked to leave the room for a short while he was being attended to by some medical staff. We came back in, and there he had another reading ready for us from the Bible study notes, Our Daily Bread. And the title of the reading was, Why Me? He listened, and we listened to the reflection which spoke of the grace and mercy of God, which comes to us often in times of great trial. Then George spoke in a very faltering voice. He said, a lot of people in my situation would blame God, but not me. I lift him up and I give him all glory. And I will speak my voice out, giving him praise and glory for as long as I can. This from a man whose body has been ravaged by infection, who's been on the brink of death so many times over the past 9 months, who's known times of slight improvement in his health, only to have his hopes of recovery raised up, only to be dashed down again as infection rages through his body once more. And yet, he can look beyond all this bodily torment and raise his hand and give glory to God. And I just thought, how remarkable this man is. What a testimony of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has not lost heart. He knows that even though this outer body is wasting away and has been, inwardly, he knows that day after day after day, he's being renewed and made whole within his very being. I was reminded of a song by Matt Redman, the title, Blessed Be Your Name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. And blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all it should be. Blessed be your name. And blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. And I just thought of George in that hospital ward all these weeks and weeks and months, still able to say, blessed be your name. And speaking out this praise of God to every single visitor who comes in to see him, he won't be quiet about it. And you know, people who go to visit George think they're going to bless him. But in reality, he pours out the love of Christ. It's shining out of his very being. And everyone who comes out of that room has been showered in blessing by George. Our New Testament reading begins with these words. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. And Paul is quoting here from Psalm 116. And Paul would know the Psalms really well. And like many before and many after, take great comfort and encouragement from what the psalmist has to say about difficult situations and times of trial. And we know Paul's work and mission was far from easy. He was imprisoned, he was beaten, he had times of hunger, he had times of nakedness, he had times when he was shipwrecked. Over and over he faced life, which had many trials in it. And of course he speaks about the thorn in the flesh which he asked God to remove. And we don't know what that is, but we know it caused him grief. And here in this passage, Paul is remembering the struggles that he has faced. And there he is remembering that when he was in the very depths of despair, the Lord God came to his rescue. And just as he raised Jesus up from dead to new life, Paul had that experience himself. Now, reading for this morning, Paul is speaking out to the church in Corinth, and he's speaking out to us who have gathered here today, the believers in this place, reminding each one of us that in the trials of life, in the midst of struggles we face, whether tragedy or trial, we take comfort from the resurrected Christ living inside each one of us. And we too can say, even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every single day. Paul's not talking about the physical and non-physical things, but about the present world as contrasted with the future world. Paul knows, and we know, that at some point we will die. And Paul doesn't contest that simple fact. In time, everything human will crumble and perish. Our lives, our homes, our towns. But in the face of that, in the face of struggle and death, Paul points us to the hope found in the eternal. We have inside us the Spirit of God, the resurrected Christ living within us. But outside, there's another reality too, where the power of God is at work in the world. Paul wrote earlier in Corinthians, in the first letter, he said, "We now see in a glass darkly, but one day we shall see face to face." The present world that we live in will not last forever. One day it's going to come to an end. And many people believe that we are living just now in the end days. And when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to the earth, there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. And there'll be no more pain and no more suffering and no more sorrow and no more tears. There'll be an end to all these things as all of creation is made new. But until that day, Paul wants us to remember that we are living in the kingdom moments already. We already have a taste of eternal life, and we just wait for that day to come when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back. And in the midst of all that's happening in our world, all that's happening in our lives, Paul wants us to speak out about the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants us to share the power of the risen Lord with anyone we meet, so that the grace of God will extend to more and more and more people, and more will come to know the Lord Jesus, and more will want to praise his holy name. You know, we're good in the church. We do many wonderful things as we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We serve the poor, we visit those in prison, those in hospital, those who are housebound. We pray for the sick, and it's wonderful work that we're engaged in. But often we forget to speak out our own testimony of faith, to share with others how the Lord Jesus has touched our lives and impacted in it and changed us, changed our lives. Paul encourages each one of us not to be quiet, but like the psalmist, to speak out, like George in hospital, to speak out about the glory of God, the wonderful blessings he can find in his life, even though his body seems to be wasting away. We serve a risen Saviour. We are a resurrection people. We are being renewed every day, and there is life abundant to come. I believed, and so I spoke. We also believe, and so we speak. I encourage you today to tell others how the Lord Jesus has blessed your life in times of plentiful and in times when the road's been more difficult, so that others may see in you the living Lord Jesus renewing you day by day, day by day. And so we do not lose heart. If we take anything from the service today, that's this encouragement from Paul, that whatever's happening, we do not lose heart. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word to us. And we thank you that you are living within us, your Spirit, We thank you that no matter what is happening in our lives, there you are, speaking words of encouragement and hope, and encouraging us to speak out to others about how you have changed our lives and made us new. And as we begin to think of coming around your table in a few moments, we pray that as we gather together around the table of our Lord, that you will open us up to your transforming power and your healing touch. For we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.